Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Welcome back in. Final hour of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Brought to you by Volunteer State Bank. Real people, real solutions right here. Volunteer State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic in the house today on this Thursday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Taking your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. So, Joe, the Titans taking on the Cardinals in week one of what has become a very highly anticipated season for the Titans heading into this 2021 NFL season. Lots of high expectations, especially for this team on offense. And we've talked here on the show, whether it's 2009 or 2003 or 2000, whatever year you want to throw out there of the last time there's been this much hype of a Titans team heading into a season. I think the answer kind of varies a little bit on that depending on who you ask. But regardless, very much hype, very high levels of expectation for this Titans team. And I thought it was interesting, you know, talking to Zach Piller earlier in the show, I asked him about what the atmosphere was like in Nashville when they first got here. And he's right. I mean, the town is totally different. It was a small town back then. There's been a lot of people, as we know, that have moved to Nashville since then. It's got more of a big city feel to it. So it's two different time periods in the history of this city. But there was a time where that place at Adelphia Coliseum was the place to be. And it was, if not the loudest place in the NFL, it was one of the loudest. It was full of Titans fans, and it was a true home field advantage. I feel like for the most part, it's been a while since Nissan Stadium has been a true home field advantage on a consistent basis. I wonder if with this team, with this much hype, if this is the year where maybe that starts to change a little bit and it starts to look more like it looked in the old days where it's full of Titans fans and that place is loud.
You'll be surprised to know I wrote about this today.
Oh, boy. At theathletic.com?
Yes, as a matter of fact. Thank you. It is very interesting. It's a very interesting storyline. First of all, on the question of the most anticipated season since.
Okay.
I want to make sure to get this out there because I know I'm going to take crap from Kaharski today, so I want to preemptively say this. Kaharski, Jimmy Wyatt, and John Glennon all gave me ridiculously wrong answers. I sent out a poll of the veterans, and I didn't hear back from Terry McCormick, but there's six veterans. It's like we should do like a poster with these people, you know. They've been with the Titans the whole way. So those three, Wyatt, Glennon, Kaharski, Teresa Walker, David Beauclair,
okay,
and Terry McCormick. So Terry McCormick didn't respond, so that's fine. Hey, look, Terry McCormick on Zoom, you know, coming from Jupiter, that's fine. That's we got what we need. But Wyatt, Kaharski, and Glennon all had the answer of most since last year, and they all tried to argue with me. Actually, I think Michelle was there at practice yesterday. I'm screaming at Kaharski.
Yeah, I heard a little bit of it.
I said, I feel like I'm watching the movie Cocoon 3, listening to you guys talk about this crap. You got to be kidding me. Like they're actually arguing that last year was more hyped. It was not. It was not. Last year was anticipated. They had Clowney. They'd come off the AFC title run. There were questions about Tannehill. We didn't know that the offense was about to score 31 a game. I think everyone expected them to be a playoff team. And around here, like, I think we thought they'd win the division.
Yep.
The NFL at large picked the Colts. They were not really considered a top contender, and they were not a fascinating offensive team. We didn't know Derrick Henry was about to run for 2,000. All those things happened. And then you add Julio Jones. And, I mean, these guys are just wrong. So I did not use them in my story. You are invited out of my story. No, thank you. Luckily, we have some smart veterans who had the right answers, like Teresa. She went with 2008. Beauclair went with 2000. And that's kind of – so Beauclair was quoted in the story because he had a right answer.
Okay.
Beauclair, you confirm my narrative. You're in the story. But seriously, like I mean, I think that it's clearly been a long time in all seriousness. And Beauclair made a good point, and this is my point as well all along. It's not just that they are a good team that around the NFL, they're at least considered a pretty safe playoff team. I think they're picked more than not to win the division. But they're actually a team with entertainment value that people want to watch. And even in some of the Titans' great years, that was really not the case. Right?
Agreed.
Like, this is a team that people around the NFL are like, man, I'd like to see that offense for a little bit. When has that been the case? I mean, even with Steve McNair and Eddie George, they had great teams. I know as a general NFL fan for me back then, I respected the team. It was a good team. I wasn't like, oh, man, I got to flip over and see those guys play.
I would say the last time that the NFL at large really took a heavy interest in watching the Titans offense, obviously when Chris Johnson was doing his thing, but I think more than that, even when Vince Young came in,
yeah,
his rookie year.
That's great. You're right. And that's where Teresa went with, you know, like Chris Johnson. That was going into that great year for him.
Yeah.
I think 08 was, 08 08 was both the 2000 and the 13-3, right? Is that the same year?
Nope.
No.
He did 2000 the year after.
The year after he did 2000, but 08 was a great year.
Right.
They had come off a wild card. That's a good point. Those players, I mean, honestly.
But you're talking about individual players there and not an entire offense, right? Like, everybody wants to watch Derrick Henry this year, obviously. But Julio Jones, A.J. Brown.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Obviously.
So they've never had a situation like this on offense. But I would say it's since Chris Johnson was doing his thing, and really – I think even bigger than that was Vince Young in his rookie year. Everybody wanted to watch Vince Young play.
And it's an offense league. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, you know, the team that ruined that 2000 team's hopes and won it all was the 2000 Baltimore Ravens, and they were just incredible on D. And I'm going to go back to that time as being a general NFL fan as well in the 2000s. I wasn't like, oh, man, I got to flip over and see some Ray Lewis. Some Ed Reed. Hey, great players, but offense sells tickets, brings eyeballs. And the piece I wrote today, there's a lot of data. Now, the Titans aren't giving up, you know, ticket sales. They're saying they're up across the board. Gil Beverly had a Zoom call, but I had a previous interview with Gil Beverly of the Titans about all the data. And Kate Gare also gave me some data that, like, especially since Julio – like, all the indications are, like, there is just a lot more interest in this team. And I don't know. You tell me. I feel like around the league, there's just more discussion, too. It's not Cowboys level. It's never going to be Cowboys level or Patriots or Bucks with Brady. But I feel like there's definitely a lot more consideration of the Titans. And, again, excitement to see what they will look like Sunday.
Well, I would say so, and not even just for Henry. I mean, look, the most of the talk on the NFL Network, which we've got here in the studio every morning on the show, we see the ESPN shows. A lot of it centers around Derrick Henry. But I've seen a lot of Ryan Tannehill talk lately. Obviously, seen a lot of Julio talk, a lot of A.J. Brown talk. So, I mean, now with players to that level, the Titans have recognizable household names on their team that everybody wants to watch play. So I think you're way more likely this year, if this offense looks like what we expect it could, to see your casual NFL fan and say, ooh, the Titans and Cardinals are playing. Well, I don't really care about either one of those teams, but I'd love to watch that Titans offense. I'm going to watch this game. Like, whereas in the past, outside of maybe towards the end of last year with Derrick Henry, I'm not sure you're getting much of that from the general NFL audience. Like your average NFL fan.
Right. So then there's the average NFL fan, and then there's the, you know, again, the question of the stadium, the atmosphere, which has been, I think, very good at times. I think the Colts win an in-game, and I mentioned that in the piece. I mean, 2018, I think that's the one time I could say that stadium was basically full. There were, you know, there was a little bit in the upper reaches that weren't full, but basically full and basically full of Titans fans.
But, yeah, I hear you, and you're right. That's one game, and it used to be that way all the time.
Right, right. So can that be allowing somewhat this year for, again, we're in a pandemic still. There are going to be some people who don't go who probably sure. would go otherwise. But for the most part, I think you might see some consistent, pretty full with Titans fans scenes. I don't know, but I suspect that. And I would also say that if it doesn't happen this year, it's awfully tough. You know, like, how do you get it there?
Yeah, that's a great question. We'll continue this discussion when we come back. Got some of your thoughts to get to at our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Tune into this weekend's NFL Game of the Week on 102.5 The Game, brought to you by Red Spirits and Wine in Bellevue. This Sunday's NFL Game of the Week, the Cleveland Browns against the Kansas City Chiefs. Coverage begins at 2:45 with a 3:25 p.m. kickoff. We'll be right back. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. NFL fans, don't miss Nashville's best NFL pregame show live from Rock Bottom Brewery in downtown Nashville this Sunday. The NFL pregame show features Jared Stillman, Mark Howard, and former Titans wide receiver Chris Sanders. Join them from 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. live at Rock Bottom Brewery on Broadway prior to the Titans taking on the Arizona Cardinals. The NFL pregame show is brought to you by TriStar Moving, Parman Tractor and Equipment, FreedomTireGuys.com, FanDuel, E2 Roofing, Hillside Medical, Social Furniture, and Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey. Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, presented by Volunteer State Bank. Visit volstatebank.com to learn more about our free Kasasa checking account, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Talking Titans and what the atmosphere could be like this year at Nissan Stadium. Is the hype enough of this team to fill Nissan Stadium and not only fill it, but fill it with Titans fans? Take your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Nate texting in, if fans can't get into the stadium until the second quarter because of Nissan Stadium's lack of efficiency, then the stadium excitement will decline the whole season. I'd rather watch it at home than wait hours to get in to watch a half of football when I paid for two halves.
Yeah. Well, look, there's a lot of obviously valid concerns about the entry. Of course, it's been we're talking about years of discussion of that. And I know things got kind of bad for parts of like the Bears preseason game, but also that was a weird situation as far as I understand with like metal detectors and lightning and whatever. Apparently for the World Cup qualifier, it was very good. You were there. Any issues?
No, it's fine.
Now, you know, it's 40-some thousand people. There will be, I think, quite a few more than that Sunday. So, look, I understand that, but I'd ask back. So, like, do people who are waiting, they just leave? And they bought tickets?
Not.
And then, ultimately, the real attendance will at some point be apparent, right? Now, maybe the next game they don't come. But I don't know that. I think it's a totally valid concern, and the Titans have to be better about it and all that. But I don't think ultimately that's the story of whether there is or isn't a great atmosphere in the stadium this year.
Andrew on the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 6-year season ticket member. I have more concern of our fair weather fan base coming to the stadium than our team. No clue why Tennesseans just don't care enough to fill up the stadium. The team will do great. Andrew, big believer in the team on the field this year, not much of a believer in the crowd.
So I've been here since 2016, and that season they started to be good, and there were some really good atmospheres. In fact, when your Packers came into town, but again, lots of Packers fans. There have been some great atmospheres. The Eagles game, was it the next year? Yeah, I think the next year.
Yes.
With Wentz when he was really good. And
that's 2 years later.
Oh, no, you're right. It was 18. That was right. That was Vrabel's first year. Yeah, some other great wins, great atmospheres. I mentioned the Colts game. I mean, even late in 2019, I think it got pretty good in there. But you still you can just count like about 10,000 seats that just aren't going to be touched. You know?
Yeah.
8,000, 10,000, whatever. It was good atmospheres. But, yeah, can you – it's not like it's a huge stadium. It's like 69,000. Can you basically get close to filling that up? And, again, can you do it with Titans fans? One thing, I mean, you have to always keep in mind two things about this. One, young fan base. It's young. You know, the kids now, it's like they, you know, it's not like this is generational, handed down over decades, grandparents to parents to kids. So that's one thing. And then also, it is going to be, again, it's like when we talk about the Vols, I still will say like 75, 80,000 for a college football game for that program, awfully impressive. Attendance at live sporting events is going one way.
Yep, that's down.
Ohio State has 10,000 tickets for a game against Oregon to open the season. I mean, that tells you about all you need to know. So you have to keep those things in mind in context. That said, I think it's appropriate for the fan base to step up.
Well, the thing that gets me, and I hear you, because I think you're right. Like, honestly, personally, I love watching NFL Sundays from home because I can flip it around and watch whatever I want to watch, and I can keep up with my fantasy football and all sorts of things. Like, I love that part of it. So, now, don't get me wrong, I love being there too. So, it's not like if offered tickets, I wouldn't go. But I understand why people like watching it at home. But we always talk about how it's just different now and there's more options at home and the city's different. And, you know, the newness of it has worn off. The city is also way bigger than it used to be, and there's way more people here.
Yep.
So filling up a 69,000-seat stadium shouldn't really be that hard with the population now, not only in Nashville but in the surrounding areas as well. Now, I realize a lot of people have moved here.
You want all these you want all these Californians to go to a Titans game? They're trying to watch Matt Stafford win a Super Bowl.
Well, I get it. There's a lot of people that have moved here that are not Titans fans, and I recognize that, but – there's enough people here to where filling up that stadium every week should not be a problem.
Well, it's a question. Like, how many diehard fans do you have? The Titans should not have nearly as many as – and I'm not even talking about the great franchises because, you know, those – like the Steelers. There's a bandwagon for you.
Oh.
I'm not saying you're on the bandwagon. But when you're a highly successful team, the Cowboys are the ultimate, like, why are you a Cowboys fan? I don't know. I just, you know.
I like the star.
I mean, I grew up in, Georgia, but I was just
in Boise, Idaho. And
yeah, exactly, yeah. I mean, it's like Glennon. I mean, this has been a great chance to rip Glennon today, you know, kid who lives in the D.C. area who's a Cowboys fan.
Yeah.
Which I found a lot of them when I lived up there. Like, what, you got – got Joe Theismann and John Riggins. What are we doing here? But it's just you haven't had the time to build that huge hardcore fan base. But I agree with you. Like, you should have enough for this when you have a good team. And over time, you should keep building your fan base, right? It feels like it was such a damaging period of time on this front in both on field, but then – off field for a few years, well, where a lot of people, I guess, were alienated.
There was a stretch,
for lack of a better term.
And, you know, this is a good problem to have in some ways if you're the Titans, but when they first came here, they were awesome. And you didn't have to do any work to sell tickets because everybody wanted to be there. And that's the mindset they kept for 10 years after they sucked.
And still people talk about Jeff Fisher and Floyd Reese and how they were still out there, yeah, right? They were pounding the pavement.
They were. But, you know, a lot of that happened before – you know, the team actually got here and was here, and then the success on the field took care of itself. So over there in the, you know, in that office, you know, 2002 rolls around, you have to do zero work to sell tickets over there. And I get it, it's the NFL. You know, 2012 runs around a little bit more hard, a little bit more difficult, and they didn't do a very good job of doing that. Now, to their credit, I think they've gotten a lot better in that area the last couple of years, and Amy Adams Strunk, to her credit specifically, I think has made that a priority, which has been good to see. But they totally ignored that part of it for the first 10, 15, 17 years of their franchise. And I think you're seeing some of that right now, trying to get it back.
So yesterday, again, we had Gil Beverly on a call. And I talked to him for the piece I wrote, but also we had Burke Nihill, president and CEO. And, you know, they're relatively, you know, both of them new, you know, leadership. And they're trying to do a lot of things. I think there's some good things in the stadium too, by the way. Some of the vendor changes, things like that. But Burke did mention yesterday, you know, the plans are ongoing, both stadium changes, which are needed, and and then, you know, development around the stadium too. How much difference might that make, do you think?
I think it would make a difference because I think what we see now is part of going to a game, if you want to go now, is, yeah, you want to watch the game. But to a lot of people, it's a social event too. Like, that's what the Predators were really good at. Yeah, you come, you watch hockey. But how many people at a Predators game on a random Tuesday night in October are diehard hockey fans? Some, and more than it used to be. But a lot of it was, all right, that's the place to be. Let's just go to the Predators game and we can hang out there, watch hockey, have a good time. I think that's got to get better from a Titans point of view. And to that point, like T from Clarksville texts in on the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. It's true, we're a young fan base. I'm 27, and I think I'm the first generation of Titans fans. And honestly, a lot of people my age don't want to spend $130 on a ticket to sit in Section 312. Like, the availability of it's different too. Like, because there's only 10 games, the ticket prices are going to be a little higher. Whereas back in the day, and this is, you know, when the Predators were really good, not as much the case. But, you know, back in 2012, 2013, if you wanted to go to a Predators game and you're a college student, you could get in for $15.
Right.
It's just not that way with the Titans.
Sure. And that's how it goes. I mean, success obviously brings things like that. I mean, even so, I'm going through, you know, this story, and I quoted although their TikTok, TikTok following grew by 20,000 the day after the Julio Jones. So 20,000 more TikTok followers after Julio Jones trade the day after. But no, the ticket broker, TickPick, okay? So they put this out. It was actually last month, but the Titans up 63% in ticket sales, which was tied with the Cowboys for fourth in the NFL in increase.
Okay.
Also, the average purchase price of tickets was up 77% from 2019, which is, of course, the year you have to look at, from $141.63 average to $251.18 average. But those are indicators, one, of like a better atmosphere coming.
Yep.
Also, I mean, that's also like the problem, right?
Yeah.
I mean, for a lot of people. And and I agree, like, I mean, look, I saw it. I've seen it with college programs, too, that have success. All of a sudden, we're going to add the seat licenses and all these things, and it really – and we got to really focus on the suites and the club seats, and it ends up just, to me, catering to – I understand it's a business, but there's so much more catering to rich people than the regular person, you know, now, which is unfortunate.
We'll continue this discussion when we come back. Got a lot of your thoughts to get to on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 1025, The Game. Tune in to Nashville Sounds Baseball tonight on ESPN 94.9 as the Sounds host Memphis, the AAA affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals at First Horizon Park. The pregame show with Jeff Hem starts at 6:50 and first pitch is at 7:05. Nashville Sounds Baseball presented by 312 Pizza Company and Farm Bureau Health Plans. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, presented by Volunteer State Bank, conveniently serving Middle Tennessee with 13 locations, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Talking Titans, looking ahead to what the atmosphere could be like on Sunday against the Cardinals and throughout the season as well. We got a lot of thoughts to get to on the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, so let's do it. Got a texter that says, I'm a diehard Niner fan, and I've been living in Memphis for almost 10 years now. If the Lord spares, I'm definitely in that stadium on the 23rd. So the Niners coming to town this year.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's a Thursday night.
Oh, yeah.
In late December? Ooh. Be interesting.
Jim texting in, three factors affecting Titans fans attendance. Number one, perpetual 9-7 teams equals moderate enthusiasm. Number two, cost of tickets and concessions limits your overall market. And number three, Nashville becoming such a destination city, drawing fans from visiting team to buy up loads of tickets. And that is something that you've got to deal with now that was not the case back in the day. I mean, you know, people travel to Nashville, but nowhere near the amount of people that travel to Nashville now.
Dude, it's number one on so many fans' lists when they look at their teams. When they look at their team's road schedule. Oh, this has got to be the place.
Well, I get it. Yeah. But that's something that they've not always had to deal with. And there's no question about it. When you get these big fan bases like the Browns and the Bears and the Steelers and the Packers, there are going to be a lot of visiting fans wanting to come here.
The Eagles.
The Eagles.
Yeah, I mean, on and on. Right. And it's good from a business perspective, but from the perspective of we want to have, you know, this home field advantage like it used to be, that makes it tough. And look, because I mean, if you're a Titans fan, you can sell one weekend and then you pay for the rest of your year. You're gonna tell that person not to do it? I mean, yeah. You can yell at them, you can tweet at them, but it's a tough sell.
It is a tough sell. Rainey texting in says, my cousin just moved here and he wants to go to his first Titans game. He looked at ticket prices and he immediately said, you have to pay that much to sit way up there? He didn't purchase any, but really wanted to go. I do think the higher prices in the upper deck turn a lot of casual fans away. This is coming from Rainey on the text line.
Yeah, and that's totally valid. It is also, like, if you compared it, and I've heard this from, you know, on the Preds front too, because obviously their ticket prices changed when they had that run, right?
Oh, yeah.
But you also, if you put it in context with the leagues, there are definitely places where it's more expensive. I know that doesn't comfort you in your wallet, but I'm just saying, like, it's not – nothing's out of whack with the league. It's just, again, how things are today with live sports. Part of the reason that attendance is what it is.
Let's go back to the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Matt texting in. Look at the Preds. If you win, fans will show. I guess my response to that is, okay, what level of winning are we talking about? Because the Titans have been winning for the last 4 or 5 years. Now, I get it. A lot of it's been 9-7. You had 11-5 a year ago. And last year's different, obviously, with COVID. And, you know, you can't draw anything away from fan attendance last year. But, you know, what sort of winning is it going to take to get this market to look like the early 2000s? Is it realistic to look like the early 2000s ever again, would be my question, just based on the way things are now?
Yeah, maybe not, but I think you can get a lot closer
than
you've been. So, like, if you tell me in the middle of the 2017 season, that team got to the playoffs and won a playoff game, but that team was hard to watch.
It was pretty bad.
So, and this is why, like, you know, the Cocoon 3 cast is so wrong about last year being more anticipated than this year. And this is why I think it's a good discussion right now to have, because you got confirmation last year that, like, Tannehill was the guy who came in and went on that run in 2019. You got a 2,000-yard season from Derrick Henry. You got a rookie who was good in 2019 becoming right on the cusp of great. And now you add Julio Jones. So, again, entertainment value has to be part of this too, not just how much do you win. So I think in both ways they could be great this year to watch. I mean, we'll see what the product is, but I think that's why the anticipation is what it is, because it not only could be a very successful team, but a really, really fun team to watch. There haven't been that many.
No. Well, and to that point, Jacob on Periscope says, this team finally has a good team and a group that is likable. They were pretty bad and pretty unlikable for a while. Hard to name someone other than CJ from about 2008 until 2016 that was a player that you wanted to watch.
Well, you get excited about Vince Young, and then you get excited about Jake Locker a little bit. And then you get excited about Mariota, right?
Well, and even, like, you know, look, Titans fans love Delanie Walker. And he was fun to watch, but right. You're talking about tight end.
Yeah. Oh, the tight end.
Right.
If it's like Travis Kelce or Tony Gonzalez, then that's a little different. Kyle Pitts, maybe.
Yeah, we'll find out.
By the way, people are still saying, why don't the Titans go out and use this cap money on Delanie Walker?
I know.
They're going to have to fend off a lot of other teams who are trying to sign him.
Apparently so. Chuck texting in, I watch every game on TV, but have never had a good experience attending a Titans game. The game day experience is not worth dealing with cussing and the drunks. Certainly got to deal with a lot of people around there.
That's an interesting comment. As someone who has sat in Soldier Field in the stands and Ford Field in the stands, I'm trying to think of anything else recently. Nothing I can think of. I think this is... From what I can tell, I mean, you're gonna have some drunk, swearing people and fighting, but this is
not. Luckily, they're not fighting lately.
The contrast, like in the Midwest in particular, but I think in a lot of places you can say the same thing between like a college crowd and an NFL crowd. I think it's pretty significant, and I would say this is as college-y and family friendly as you can probably get. From what I know, it is. Dude, you go to a Lions Bears game at Soldier Field. I mean, you have to dodge flying fists and beer and you know, brats, mustard, not ketchup. By the way, I see Ryan Porth in the studio, but you know, no one would put freaking ketchup. Then they really would get beaten down. But
just get slugged.
I mean, I really think that this atmosphere here is not nearly what it is in some places in that way.
Dennis on the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Prices and fan behavior are the main reasons I don't go to more games. A lot of votes for fan behavior.
Yeah. I mean, I hadn't even really thought too much about that, but I get it for some people.
Bills fans, I mean. That's why I don't go to those games.
Those Bills fans coming in here.
By the way, Kathleen on the text line says, it was easy for me to be a Titans fan because I was an Oilers fan, grew up in Houston, so I come by my disdain of the Steelers, honestly.
Disdain.
So you and Kathleen.
Kathleen.
Kathleen, who, yes, is stomping on your terrible towel.
Yeah. I'm interested to see what the crowd looks like on Sunday. And to your point, you know, Mark Howard brought this up yesterday on the show. We still are in the middle of a pandemic. And, you know, I don't know that you can draw sweeping conclusions from what the crowd looks like now while you're in the middle of a pandemic. But as the season goes on, hopefully, as we get in a better spot with that,
yeah,
with this team, with what we think this offense could look like, does that translate to a sold-out crowd, and not only a sold-out crowd, but a sold-out crowd that is largely filled with Titans fans at some point this year? Going to be interesting to see.
If this is like a 9-8 or 10-7 type team and not as good as people hope, but it's a dazzling offensive display each week, How does that manifest itself in the stands?
Got to be
all full throttle in all ways.
Yeah, I think so.
I still would.
It's hard for me to believe that they're going to be dazzling offensively and not be pretty good.
Well,
I know that their defense, but their defense was awful last year and they went 11-5.
Yeah, that's true. But I would say at least if that was the case, I could still say to a Titans fan, "See, would you prefer this?" Or 4 years ago when they had to win 16-13 with a late Mariota drive every week.
Much prefer this. Yeah. I don't think there's any question about it. When we come back, we've got some tickets to give away to see the Nashville Sounds take on Memphis. We'll do that coming up next. Also, look ahead to week one of the NFL beginning tonight. The defending champs in action taking on the Cowboys. All that next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Welcome back in. Final segment of the day here on Robbie and Rex Road, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Brought to you by Volunteer State Bank. Real people, real solutions. Right here, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Michelle Konezovic here with you on this Thursday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. We've got some tickets to give away to see the Nashville Sounds take on Memphis coming up at First Horizon Park this Sunday. Be caller number 3. At 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. You can win a family four-pack of tickets to see the Sounds take on Memphis coming up on Sunday at First Horizon Park. And you can also see Michelle Konezovic throw out the first pitch as well, which we're all very much looking forward to.
I got to practice.
I thought you had been.
Well, I got the baseballs and have every intention of practicing. The act of practicing hasn't actually happened yet, but it will.
I say you just wing it.
It will.
Just wing it.
You got time.
Anyway, yeah, big caller number 3, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Joe Rex Road, the NFL season beginning tonight with Tampa Bay and Dallas, and you can hear that game right here on 102.5 The Game, pregame beginning at 6:45. So the NFL season here tonight on 102.5 The Game, Tampa Bay and Dallas. Tampa Bay, an 8.5-point favorite in this game. What are you most looking forward to in tonight's game between the Bucs and the Cowboys?
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing if the Cowboys can make this competitive, and it's, you know, just seeing this Cowboys offense with Dak and with everyone together, I do think it could be a very good offense. It'd be great to see Dak Prescott have a healthy year. I think it was the Cleveland game last year, right, when he got hurt. I think that's right. So I'm just looking forward to an entertaining game. It could end up being a runaway for the Bucs, but maybe the Cowboys can make it a shootout and hang in there late. That's probably best case for them.
I think that is best case. I'm interested to see, you know, I think it was a little bit of a slow start last year for Brady and the offense. you know, you've got the whole team back. Can you pick up where you left off? Like towards the end of the season and into the playoffs, the vertical passing game was there. They could run the ball. Pretty much everything you wanted to do offensively, that team was able to do. And you look at the talent, you say, well, duh, yeah, they were able to do it. You're able to keep Chris Godwin. He's been a little banged up as of late. Can he get in there and make an impact in tonight's game? Mike Evans. But a lot of people really high on Antonio Brown coming in for the full season for the Bucs. I've seen some predictions out there that say Antonio Brown, when it's said and done, going to end up being the leading receiver for Tampa Bay this year over Godwin, over Mike Evans. I don't know if I'm quite willing to go there, but interested to see with those three as the trio at wide receiver for a full season, what does that look like? Can this Tampa Bay offense truly be an elite-level NFL offense again with Brady at 44 years old?
Well, and it is scary to think about Antonio Brown full go and somewhat like he was before all the stuff happened. It's kind of unfair, actually, if that's how it turns out.
It's been a long time ago.
Did Godwin get drafted in our league last night?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just had this flash of like.
You about to go to the waiver wire?
Yeah, I was like, jeez, how did I miss that? But
I got Evans, so yeah. I know he's out there.
And Brown was drafted too. Gronk was drafted. Yeah. Pretty high.
Was Gronk drafted higher than Firkser last
Barely.
Night? Barely.
Barely.
Firkser went pretty high last night.
Tim and Lewisburg?
I think Tim got Firkser.
Got right going with the Firkser train.
Speaking of.
He's TE1.
He is TD1. Heidi from Dixon texted in on the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Says, my brother drafted Firkser as his starting tight end in round 7. How much fun of him should I make? And is Firkser tradable, Joe? If so, what should he try to get back? I'm not good at fantasy football.
So is Heidi Tim's brother?
I don't know.
Is Heidi Tim?
I don't know.
Tim, were you Heidi and you didn't tell us last night?
That would be absolutely hilarious.
A lot of conspiracy theories flying around here. Interesting. Yeah. Yeah, it's a little high for Firkser. But, hey, he might be able to produce.
Firkser's going to catch 7 passes on Sunday, 2 touchdowns.
I could see it. I have another text line, just thing to throw out real quick to the previous discussion, from Dennis. And is this our Dennis?
I think
this
so.
Is Dennis from the league. He said, I've literally seen grown men spit at little girls at a Titans game just for wearing the wrong jersey. That's extreme.
That's extreme.
That's a little bit. I've told the story of a child who was, what, 8 years old at the time, wearing a Lions jersey, and fans of your team, your Packers, swearing.
Look, I can't control these people.
F-bombs at a kid.
I can't control these people.
Yeah. Again, you sit next to the wrong example of any fan base, and you can come away thinking they're awful. Now, yeah. Michelle apparently has
a lot of Steelers
done
fans,
a lot
apparently.
Of investigating of Bills Mafia.
Yeah. A lot of investigating. A lot of table folding.
But Dennis also.
Buffalo wings being eaten.
But Dennis also says Steelers fans are the worst.
That's Dennis. True. You know what?
In his experience, security at Titans game. So he's actually had to try to, you know, deal with them. I'm trying to think. The Bills have been here a few times in recent years.
Tim from Lewisburg texting in. I got Johnny Smith, guys. Tighten up. I'm not Heidi. It's confirmation Tim's not Heidi.
Oh, who got Firkser?
I thought it was Tim. Maybe it's not.
We totally failed today not spending all 4 hours on
talking about the fantasy football
draft. I mean, I think
great logo, by the way.
Elijah would not have missed a second of the show had we talked about our fantasy team.
By the way, it's officially football season. Tom Brady on Twitter, year 22, LFG at Buccaneers. He's come out with his own video again. So that means you know it's football season. Brady's coming out with videos.
How much does he love himself?
I will say this offseason – watching Brady's personality come out a little bit, I kind of like him.
I mean, the video where he's like ripping on Vrabel was funny.
Yeah.
Someone tried to ask Vrabel the other day about that, and he was just like, yeah, focus on the season. Because I think it was.
Don't have time for Tom Brady.
Like 2 years ago, didn't he say something like, yeah, he's got those little chicken arms or something like that? He's gotten like kind of soft, or I don't know what he said. Yes. It was funny.
It was funny.
That was a good time.
Tom Brady, likable human being now.
And there's
the GOAT.
Well, there's an injured safety. As long as the GOAT
he's got a hamstring injury.
Touches him before the game.
He'll be active.
Turns his Gatorade into wine. It will be a wonderful night in Tampa Bay.
We'll see what happens tonight. We got a loaded show for you tomorrow, including Pat Narduzzi right off the bat tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock. Looking ahead to Pittsburgh and Tennessee, so looking forward to that. Hope you'll join us tomorrow morning starting at 6 a.m. Darren Donica Chase is coming up next. You're listening to ESPN 102.5 The Game. But right now, I got to tell you about my friends at FanDuel Sportsbook. And NFL Week 1 is here. The fridge is stocked. The recliner is ready. Now, all you got to do is log into FanDuel Sportsbook and claim your risk-free bet. That's right. FanDuel is giving all customers a risk-free bet just in time for Week 1 of the season. Whether it's the money line, the over-under, prop bet, same-game parlay, everything is on the table starting tonight for Tampa Bay and Dallas, but any Week 1 game that you want to use. It's just one of the many reasons I love betting on FanDuel Sportsbook. It's America's number one sportsbook, so if you're new, sign up today with promo code ROB to also receive a risk-free bet up to $1,000. That promo code is ROB. You must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. A max refund of $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Got a gambling problem? Call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.